Hello and welcome to Pumped, the inside podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Woggon, and I'm talking with Schwalbe athletes from different disciplines, from downhill to cross country, from triathlon to road racing. Today we're talking to Joe Barnes. The Scotsman from Fort William used to be one of the best and most talented rider on the EWS circuits. And 2 years ago, he stepped back from racing to build his own team around him. How he's training and living in Fort William at the moment, you will find out in this episode of Pumped. Hey Joe, how are you and where are you right now?
Hi Toby, I am very good, thank you. And I'm sitting upstairs in my shed in Fort William, Scotland.
So you're at home where you've grown up, right?
Yeah, exactly. I grew up in this area, moved home a few times, but yeah, in Fort William.
Nice. So we get to know each other at the Maxi Avalanche in Sweden 2011, and a lot changed since then. You've been one of the most successful enduro racers for some times and ridden for the best team in the EWS. How do you look back on that time?
Yeah, it's actually amazing to put it like that, because like, you just don't think about these things yourself, I think. But yeah, to be part of the Canyon team, we were world champions on that setup. And yeah, since we met, that was before World Enduro, so we were just doing mass start races. That was the best racing you could do on a trail bike.
And definitely
World Series. And so much happened, actually. So much has happened.
Yeah. And do you sometimes miss these mass start events?
They are good, but they are very dangerous. So I'm not certain about that. I used to like them because I thought they did push you on. They, like, when you're racing, you've got the fear of people around you, which you do ride a little bit quicker than normal, I think. So that was quite cool, I thought. I was enjoying that at the time. But I've had a few collisions, so I've got a love-hate relationship with them.
So I think 2 years ago, you stopped racing EWS. Still had some good results. And then you started to building your own team. So why you step out of the big professional team and decided to do your own thing?
Yeah, it was kind of a while coming, actually. I wanted to do it for a few years, or I had it in the back of my mind anyway as something that I really wanted to do. And it wasn't a conscious decision to do less World Series. The plan actually this year was to go back to full World Series, but just setting the team up was an undertaking in itself, and I didn't want to rush into the new platform and just not do a successful job as I knew I could do with it. So the first year of the team was definitely just seen as a building year. It kind of coincided with I had a son as well, and just lots of little things came together last year and used it as a building year, really.
And then you spent more time at home in Fort William last year?
It was a little bit more time. Basically, I missed the first two World Series, which was New Zealand, Tasmania. And that gave me a much longer off season. And that was kind of the main difference, really. And then I still went to the Alps in the summer, took my camper van out and took the family there. A little bit more time at home. And a little bit more time to make some films as well. So it was kind of a nice balance, actually.
Yeah. So going back to the time before EWS, you got already quite popular with the videos you made with your friends, with the Dudes of Hazard.
Yeah.
And in the videos, you always come over quite chaotic and clumsy. How does that fit into a professional racing schedule and racing team?
It was weird. It didn't actually gel at the start, unsurprisingly, because although, I don't know, I just was just used to racing for years. well, not on a professional team, but to quite a high standard anyway. So, like, I had my own system and my own way to do things. And then slotting onto a team where you sort of working with other people that you're not used to working with was a shock to the system for me. but it was really cool. And I stayed on that team and from the start of the World Series for 6 years. So we like really grew and got really good friends with everyone involved. So, but yeah, the sort of, I suppose chaotic, but more just the things of factory team values. I didn't see the value in some of them myself. So like, I was more than happy to stay in my van and have a bit more time, look like not traveling at a race venue. And I didn't mind just jumping in the sea for my wash and like lots of little things that could be seen as chaotic, but I saw them as quite a refined setup. Yeah. So there's a bit of differences, definitely.
And coming from a privateer lifestyle to the EWS team, how did that improve your riding and and everything around?
Yeah, I think, well, looking back, because I raced downhill for quite a few years, not on a team, and looking back, I think the confidence a team gives you is probably the main benefit from it. So that was the main change for me, just like, I don't know, feeling like you're sort of justifying your place there, and even just the confidence, the support your support crew can give you was huge. So that was the main difference for me, and I think I definitely my riding improved through that in the first couple of years that I was on the team.
And for a long time you were team colleague from Fabien Barel, who's one of the rider who thinks about the small things on the bike and regeneration and all that stuff. He lives in a nice hotel and eats restaurants. While you and your mechanic were traveling with a camper around and slept in the camper the whole time. How does these two worlds fit together?
It actually fitted really well. Fabian's very, he's very focused, as everyone is on a race weekend. So obviously everyone has to put priority on themselves and what they want to achieve. So it's sort of like working as a team is, you work as a team, but from an individual perspective, I'm trying to think how to describe this, but what was the question again?
How those worlds fits together with one guy.
Exactly. We actually bounced off each other a lot because I love bike setup and spend a lot of time myself tinkering and inventing little things for my bike. We could sit down and chat about these little tweaks and modifications and things in pretty good detail. But that was sort of at race weekends, but we didn't really discuss training techniques or anything before the race weekend together. We just sort of came together at the time and it worked really well. We both have a very similar approach, actually, to practice and all sorts.
And could you benefit from his experience and could he benefit from your more easy lifestyle?
Definitely. Yeah, we could definitely benefit from, I think, the same with from lots of people. But yeah, I suppose trying to think the best ways to gel and benefit was I'm coming across here thinking, let me just think about this. You've got me.
that's good Take your time.
I suppose it's that whole you build up for so long before a race weekend in your own mind and in your own setup, and you have to be really confident and really sure about what you're doing. So when you do like pick up tips and learn from each other, even little things like diet or a little warm-up routine, I almost store it at the back of my mind and then come back to it. So yeah, it's almost like the notebook or the race recap from what you want to improve on or how you think you can improve afterwards. Mm-hmm. I think like there'll be a lot of aspects go more into that, and then you sort of think about it and work on it yourself afterwards. And then I then come into the next weekend with, yeah, maybe with a slightly refined setup myself that I've learned from Fabian through. But I'd say it would be more like that is the way I worked it.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
So, and now in your new team, you're surrounded by many friends who support you. And so that means you got to know both sides, the super professional team and a team where you're surrounded by friends. What works better for you and your riding?
To be honest, I love both. This year, or with setting up this team, I've brought Lachlan, a local rider, on board. And so that was sort of in a development aspect as well, because, just because I really want to see him do well and learn from being on a slightly more professional setup of the team I've set up, even though it's maybe not as professional as some others. But so that was like another step forward. And it's just, really relaxed atmosphere. We did all the Scottish races, and I did 3 World Series. But then this year we were going to take Ferg out to the first two and have it him as race support, and put more emphasis on the World Series. So it's almost yet to be tested, I think, mm-hmm. the hazard racing at world level team. But I've plenty of experience to draw from, so I think, I'm looking forward to putting that properly into practice.
And what are your goals with the team?
I want to, I'd quite like to get top 10 series on my Orange bike, because I rode Orange, obviously, for years before Canyon, and love the bikes off the way they ride, and think they've not really been pushed for a few years on that world level. So that's my goal. It's just the race results. Just see how that goes, really.
So, as you already said, you're from Fort William, and this style of the trails you build around Fort William is super unique. And they are super steep, tight turns, and you're riding them so incredible fast. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But how does this riding helps you to prepare for a season in the Alps and with these long stage races?
Well, it's a tricky one, that, because, I always just build a track that I think is going to test me. And so that's generally in, it gets sort of as gnarly as possible, find the steepest hills as possible. But then that's one thing, actually, going back to Fabian, one thing that I learned from him was we'd always ride together at the team camp, and I'd be coming down the inside and then just square the turn off, because that's the way you kind of ride mud and technical tracks, where you just aim for the next point of grip. And he'd be like, "What are you doing? You're not arcing your turns at all." So then I'd be like, "Oh yeah, I forgot you meant to like rail a turn and not just ride down the inside and square it off." So you have to be aware that if you only ride tracks like Fort William, then you won't be carrying much speed. So, because you're relying on gravity normally here. So it's really good for your technical skills. As soon as it rains, your eyes light up. But definitely I'd try and get somewhere fast and somewhere dry before the season, just to remind myself to ride a bit smoother.
And now you
have pros and cons.
Now you're having a little kid and a wife. So do you spend the whole summer in Europe again, or will you traveling the whole time back to the UK, or what's the plan for...
Yeah.
Or what was the plan for this season?
The plan was to come home a little bit more. So, probably less the big trip in the van for the summer, and more just go for the specific races. But, Fiona and Beau, they were going to come to Canada So we've got friends there, and they'd probably have come out to Petson as well. So they're free to travel a bit as well. But yeah, it's actually quite nice. I mean, I've been home now more than ever, and the more trails getting built, and I don't know, just, yeah, it's cool. It's cool being based from home and not the van, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I like this is one of the, so if you pick one good thing of the Corona crisis, it's definitely that everywhere they get, they're building tons of trails everywhere, so it's great. So
that's it. Oh, definitely. I mean, there's loads of terrible things, obviously, and you don't want to look at the news, but on a very personal basis, just from like your little door to your little trails, then I mean, I haven't driven to the, it's a 20-minute ride, it's nothing, and I haven't driven that in 6 weeks. I normally drive it every day, so it's like little things which I'm just going to keep with me. Just enjoy riding at home for a bit.
And to prepare for full EWS season, do you still working with a real training plan, or do you just do what you want to do?
I've gone through phases throughout the years with working with Alan Milway, who was my coach for a bit, and then just doing my own thing, and then sort of jumping back on with him and getting some tips and then doing my own thing. So like last year and the year before, I just did my own thing, because I really enjoy being my own coach as well. I think if you've got enough motivation, it's quite nice to you can be more specific being your own coach, unless you live next to them. Do my own thing and keep a detailed training diary and make sure I'm making gains, and it's really enjoyable.
Nice. And coming back to the Corona crisis, when did you hear the first time about the Corona thing, and what did you think?
I suppose I was pretty skeptical from the start, actually. I heard about it. I don't know. I don't really do timings. About a month, 3 months, 4 months, I don't know, a while ago. We were getting prepared, me and Lachlan were going out to Nice to do our summer Don't Square Turns Off, pre-season Don't Square Turns Off training camp. Mm-hmm. We were sort of keeping a close eye on it, and it just started coming out in Italy. And I was like, I don't want to get stuck in Nice airport and not get home. And then we were like, what will we do? Okay, we'll go. So we went out for 5 days and did all our shuttles there. And then we were pretty careful through the airports. And then we were going to go to Colombia 2 weeks before the race and take our time getting there and make a film on the way. So we were pretty touch and go whether we left, thinking the race will get cancelled because they'll announce it later. But they actually announced it the day before our flight. So our bikes were in boxes, and then we just thought, let's not go then. So... you could see it coming pretty obviously, but I really wanted to do the first two races. So I thought if we can just do them and then have a lockdown of sorts, then that would be brilliant. But obviously, didn't quite happen.
Yeah. And now how is the situation in Fort William so far in the north?
From a case perspective, it's pretty quiet. We're quite a step removed from the nearest cities. So the Highland area, I think it's something like 300 on the actual count. There'll be a few more not tested. So the hospitals are relatively quiet. No one's going in for any accidents or anything, and there's no cases. And we're 6 weeks into lockdown here, and I think Scotland are going to be pretty careful with it. So that'll definitely be extended for quite a few more weeks. Just play it by ear and don't be part of the chain and stay at home and ride my bike. That's pretty much where I'm at.
But you're able to ride your bike normal. So, or what means the lockdown in Fort William?
That's one thing which we're really lucky with in Britain, was the lockdown included exercise, including running and riding a bike. So, yeah, I think if you live in the country, then you're very lucky. So out here, yeah, I can ride my bike. There's the no car, no far or something, the hashtag. So just don't do anything too sketchy.
Yeah.
And that's it. I've taken up doing loads of cyclocross, which has been a change. Get out for my morning ride, and I've got a little time trial set up on my local canal, so get blurry vision every morning doing that, and then come home and then cruise about, do some trials in the garden. So yeah, you basically can do pretty well up here.
Normally the roads and the highlands, they are super busy during these times with all the tourists.
Yeah.
But now I think it's completely empty, right?
Yeah, it's pretty empty. There's definitely more bikes on the roads than cars. Like my local, like the best road around here, quiet, nice road for doing a road ride or a gravel ride on, that's, you're past maybe 30 bikes, where you'd normally pass maybe one. So, yeah, it's got to be good for a few people getting out. Yeah.
Many Brits moving to the sun at some point. Why did you stay in Fort William during your whole racing career so far?
Why did I? Good question.
Yeah, I mean, it's so far away, and traveling to races is always a mission.
Yeah, it is a mission. Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, I've done... When I was 17 and then 19, I did full winters in New Zealand. And I did improve loads in that time. So I did really value that. That was cool. But in my summers, I suppose, I'm not sure. You just really like where you live, I think. And it's worth that extra day's travel because it is quite a long way. But... the Scottish series is really strong as well, and that's a really cool reason to come home. We've got downhill league and an enduro league, so we can do either. It would be interesting, definitely would be interesting to become a more rounded athlete. Definitely spending a summer in Spain or in the Alps would be an interesting thing to try.
But what means home for you? Your sister is riding bikes pretty good, and you have a lot of friends in Fort William.
I'm not sure. Even if it's just it's obviously your friends and family who live nearby, but even if it's just your really basic trail, we don't have loads of trails here, but you just love riding them. So, and you know all the good river spots, and I'm not sure. It's just a really cool place to come back to for me. I suppose you can mentally relax quite a lot when you come to your home. So between races, it's quite nice to feel like you're not on the road.
I totally understand. Anyway. I totally understand that. I'm probably the biggest Scotland fanboy of all times.
Oh, yeah. You've been loads of times, haven't you?
Yeah, so...
Been up north as well.
I definitely understand that. You had a very special childhood. You sailed around the world with your parents and your sister. What was it? Was it exactly? So what did you...
We went around the Atlantic, which is close enough to the world. But we went when I was 12, I think. My sister must have been 14. My parents took us out of school for a year, and before that, all our summer holidays were always spent on the boat sailing around the Scottish Islands, which is a really good place for sailing and exploring. There's loads of little anchorages and lots of islands to explore, so we were already into it. My dad loved sailing, they took us out of school for a year, and we just loaded the boat up and then sailed around the Atlantic clockwise direction, followed the trade winds, and just stopped off at lots of different places on the way. And it was a really cool thing to do, and definitely really chuffed we did it.
How long was the whole trip?
It was just 1 year. So I just missed 1 year of school. And yeah, that was good. Didn't have bikes on the boat though. That was quite sad. I was just getting into like riding about on my bike at home, but we rented them a couple of times and that was my highlights of the trip.
And did you take anything from this, that time to, yeah, where you build up your life? So that's pretty, I think, do you understand what I mean? I mean, I lost my English right now, but thank you.
Yeah. Oh, it gives you loads of confidence, definitely, just to, I don't know, just, well, I had so much freedom when we were doing that. Visiting all new places, I'd just row ashore myself or swim ashore and go and explore and all these different islands. And yeah, even little things like tying knots and building fires and catching fish and like lots of little skills which you can just really pleased to have now. And yeah, so then like building, like when I wanted to go to the races first, like a few years later after I got home, then just built, like kitted out a van. And it's kind of just like a little boat driving about in a van. It's the same principle, same theory. So you just, yeah, you know exactly what you're doing straight away. And it was, yeah, it was like my version of sailing was on the road and with a bike. And yeah, so I suppose it's true from my experiences of sailing quite a lot.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So you want to take to take part of the first EWRS races in Colombia. They are now postponed. Will you take part in the races when they take place?
I think it's, yeah. Yes, the correct answer is yes, but it's so up in the air, I think. I know they've been postponed till November now, so that is would be brilliant. I've just, yeah, got such vivid, I don't know, visions of being out there. I love Colombia. I raced there before and it was one of my favorite races, so I'd love to be there and do the urban stage and yeah, just really looking forward to that. But then obviously yeah, you gotta really be careful at the moment, so I think if it's November and everything quiets down, then we'll definitely be there. Yeah, definitely.
And when racing starts again, which race is the one you're looking forward to the most?
Well, when they come back through, it's just my guesses, but I'm assuming that regional racing will come back before global racing. So, yeah, we'll probably be doing a little bit within Scotland to start with, and that they're some of my favourite races are around here. So we've got venues which you'll have ridden probably outside of a race, like Lagan or Kinlochleven. And it'd just be nice to get to a race on whatever level. So I think coming back to something like that, I'm really excited for. And then on a world level, whether it's this year or next year, then Colombia would be brilliant. although it's like a sort of tropical, it's like a tropical version of Fort William, I think. it's good.
Ah, cool. So, yeah, hey, Joe, thanks a lot for your time. And we wish you all the best, and hopefully racing starts soon again.
Yeah, I really hope so.
And then, yeah, maybe we talk again and see how your season
let's do that.
Has been. Cool. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Toby. Yeah, I'll speak to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Okay, cheers.